This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
Archivist of the Holocaust Museum, she'll remember. At the Holocaust Museum, they never forget.
It's not easy to get a Berlin audience to laugh at jokes about the Holocaust, but American playwright Andrea Stolowitz manages to do just that in her latest premiere at the English Theatre Berlin, Berlin Diary, Schluderstrasse 27. The eponymous diary was written by her great-grandfather upon arriving in New York. He left Berlin before World War II. The diary floated through her family for years before Stolowitz decided to donate it to the American Holocaust Museum, where it's now a part of the collection. The play is a result of a year living in Berlin, tracking down names, dates, and addresses from the diary to reconstruct her family history. Here's how Andrea Stolowitz, the autobiographical character in Berlin Diary, describes her quest.
It's just that I'm trying to understand why we have such a small family. And of the ones we have, why no one really gets along or talks to each other, and hasn't for a really long time.
Stolowitz, the playwright, shares the same concerns as Stolowitz, the character. She says that writing the play has helped her realize that the guilt of surviving the Holocaust was a secret that ultimately tore her family and the states apart, even generations later. The joke about never forgetting comes early in the play, but the themes of forgetting and remembering run throughout the project.
You know, in the play, I go through this whole file, folders for people who claimed reparations against the Germans because of the activities of the Nazi government. So there were actually reparations that were paid, and I think that that is just an interesting historical event for a country to go through, to really think about what it owes and what it owes somebody in dollars and cents, and even just to have that conversation.
It's a conversation that goes beyond the specific frame of the play itself.
Just, I've had a lot of different audience members respond. One guy who's African-American was in the middle of genealogy testing to figure out where he came from in Africa and sort of tracking back his family. So you just want to know who you are. And there is a sense of, I am the legacy of my family.
Stolowitz spends most of the interview, in fact, talking not about her Jewish family's history, but about how important it is to speak frankly about other traumatic historical events that have torn families apart throughout American history, like slavery and the Native American genocide.
Not speaking about history is so dangerous, and that in the United States, we are preoccupied with moving forward, but not really working through and acknowledging some parts of violent and terrible history in truthful ways. And that's very disturbing to me.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.